100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day of a 19 no long, so me say.
And welcome to Club Penguin News episode number 2. This is the first episode with the new scheduling. Instead of doing an episode on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I will just do a long one on Wednesdays. Also, sorry about this, we are cutting the Penguin Times read aloud off of our programming list. Anyway, let's start with the blog discussion. On the recent blogs, there have been two highlights. The new game from November 1st, 2006, and Liftoff, from November 6, 2006. Let's start with new game. Hello, penguins. Hopefully you're not too stuffed from all the candy last night.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting close, so I'm able to tell you a bit more about the new game coming out next week. This is the biggest game Club Penguin has ever seen. Its souls will take you all over Club Penguin, which means some of you might just use it as a way of getting from place to place. It is also filled with some cool secrets and hidden areas, so be on the lookout. I can't say much more right now, but check tomorrow's newspaper for more details. In our news, we finally launched the new Canadian servers. We apologize for a delay, but we weren't able to launch them in the middle of the Halloween party. Speaking of the party, it was by far the biggest party Club Penguin has ever had. We're going to make sure we have a lot more servers ready for the Christmas party, and that was, put in by Billy Bob. Now let's move on to Liftoff. Hello, penguins. Hopefully most of you have had the chance to play Club Penguin's newest game, Jetpack Adventure. This is Club Penguin's biggest game yet. There are a few secrets already in the game and possibly more to come, so be on the lookout. We would love to know what you think and what your favorite level is. With any new game, there will be some bugs. Ugh. Please let us know what you find by going to help page on our website and click on Report a Bug at the bottom of the page. We're already working on the music bug, so that should be fixed soon. Have a safe flight, everyone. Same thing was posted by Billy Bob. So, anyway. Now, let's move on to our discussion. Today we will be talking about Club Penguin in general. Please note that all of the information cited here is from Wikipedia. Also, prepare for a long discussion. Okay, let's start. Okay, environment. Club Penguin takes place in Antarctica. Penguins are actually very happy animals. There are always happy parties happening in the world. Antarctica is happy with numerous locations to explore. To navigate during the environment, players use a mouse and simply click the location they wish their penguin to travel to. Buildings and rooms are entered by clicking on the door or entrance. Each penguin is provided with an igloo of their own. Only members can change their igloo, but all players' puffles are stored at their respective igloo. Members have the option of opening their igloo, meaning it is shown on a map and others can visit it. There are many different places in Club Penguin. They include mountain, ski village, sports shop, ski lodge at it, town, coffee shop, book room, dance club, dance lounge, gift shop, cave, Weather Room, Mine, Peak Plaza, Pizza Shop, Pet Shop, Ice Rink, Snow Forts, Beach, Dock, Mine Shack, Lighthouse, Dojo, Iceberg, The Beacon, and the Headquarters, HQ. Some of these areas are not on the in-game map, but are still accessible to all players. One exception is the HQ, which is both hidden and accessible to players who are not agents. Club Penguin is also constantly updated with events, so when there is a Halloween, Christmas, Easter, etc., there will be a theme in Club Penguin for the duration of that event. Many of these places have games for the penguin starting coins, the currency of the game. Secret Agents. Secret Agent is a status that is available to all players, whether they are members or not, that have been playing for at least 30 days. These agents are encouraged to inform players of upcoming events and guide new members around the game. They are also asked to keep Club Penguin safe and report anyone who is being disruptive or using offensive language. They are not, however, official moderators. Man, that must be a fun job. Secret agents are also able to do randomly occurring top secret missions. Those are awesome. Successful completion of such missions yields items for the player card inventory. In addition to eligibility for top secret missions, agents have spy phones to help report the bad things they see during their time at Club Penguin, have access to headquarters. Players who have been banned twice in the same year are not eligible for becoming a secret agent. Secret agent members have access to a manual slash catalog titled the FISH. Should we call it the FISH? Factual Informative Spy Handbook. And exclusive information and items. Penguins become agents by answering a series of Club Penguin related questions accurately. Not all applicants are selected. Club Penguin provides two options for player chat. Ultimate Safe Chat is a type of chat where users may only communicate through phrases. Oh yeah, I meant to say chat. Okay. Club Penguin provides two options for player chat. Ultimate Safe Chat is a type of chat where users may only communicate through phrases selected off a list, similar to old text adventure games. Standard Chat is where the user can type out any text message, but those messages are still subject to censoring by a world filter. Of the current 73 computer servers running the game, 6 are Ultimate Safe Chat and 67 are Standard Safe Chat. Membership. Players who subscribe for memberships get many benefits. They may buy anything from shops, own multiple Puffles, pets for penguins, host parties, enjoy early access to new parts of the game, have more room on servers, buy furniture for Puffles, and have access to all Puffle breeds. They can also access member-only parties and items. Non-membership. Club Penguin provides a non-membership sign-up. It is free, but you cannot update your igloo, buy items from a catalog, or earn more than one blue puffle. Even so, over the last year, Club Penguin has given out over 19 free items at parties for all players. Puffles. Puffles are small, furry puffballs that penguins can purchase for 800 coins and require regular feeding and care. There are 5 different breeds of puffle: blue, green, black, pink, and the recently introduced purple, each with a different personality. Puffle care involves feeding, play, and rest. It costs penguin coins to feed Puffles. If not cared for properly, a Puffle will run away, never to return. Puffles can also be walked. When being walked, a Puffle shows up smaller than its penguin owner and moves with it. Puffles can be returned to the home of the player where they reside when not being walked. If you do not own a membership, you can only get one blue puffle. You can buy a puffle at the pet shop in game that is found in the plaza next to the pizza parlor. There is also a game in the pet shop called Puffle Roundup where you try to catch puffles. Mini games. There are many mini games to play in Club Penguin. The single player games, which generally earn the player more coins, include Carp Surfer, Ice Fishing, Astro Barrier, Bean Counters, Puffle Roundup, Jetpack Adventure, which was only recently introduced, and Ballistic Biscuit. The multiplayer games in Club Penguin include Ice Hockey, Find Four, Mancala, and Sledding, which reward the player from as little as 0 and up to roughly 30 coins per game. Games are found all over the various locations in the Club Penguin world. There's a game to be found in almost every place, or at least a link to one. In Kart Surfer, if you get 2,000 points as your score, you'll get 200 penguin coins. If you get 350 as your score, you will receive 35 penguin coins. Oh yeah, a bit more on that scoring thing. It'll just like round to the nearest 10, not the nearest 10, to like, it'll take off the last digit of the number, and that's what you'll have. Okay. Real quick. We also have a few announcements to make. We have an almost exact date for a co-host to come in. A co-host should be starting by next year. I would say Maybe after Thanksgiving or around December. I can't make any promises, but I mean, hopefully we'll have at least one. And we are actually thinking about having two co-hosts, so that would be even better. Also, we are expecting to start vidcasting, also known as video podcasting, around January or February 2007. No, we will not give out names, so if you're some identity theft freak, too bad, so sad. Okay, so anyway, that is all the announcements we have for now. Remember, don't check back on Friday or Monday, because we will not have updates then. One more announcement real quick. We are thinking of making a weekend edition Club Penguin News. It will be somewhat of the same news, but since it's a weekend, we'll have more time, we'll be able to sophisticate it, give it a little more taste, you know. Weekend edition will be more formal and outgoing and strong. We're really also looking forward to that, too. See, Club Penguin News is good. I'm sure a lot of you think that. But, we are always constantly looking for ways to make it better. And so, hopefully one day we'll be able to do that. Don't forget to visit me on the web at www.clubpenguinnews.podomatic.com. Dang, a lot of P's in there. Well, it seems like it, because I'm sophisticated and they can't understand me, but, I don't think I put up a poll, and I can't put up a poll, but, we will definitely start to think about updating our website, so that'll be good. Also, next week, don't forget to check in for an interview with President Bush, believe it or not. We know how to get him, don't worry. You'll find out, and you will hear his voice, trust me. So, next week, be on that lookout for that awesome interview with President Bush. And the week after, we're looking for something like a phone interview with one of my friends who plays on Club Penguin. He is very famous. Well, not very famous, but he's been playing for a while, just like I have. But, we may do a two-way interview or a one-way interview. Like, one-way is with two people, and I mess up. Okay. Our two-way interview, which is me and someone else, or a three-way interview, which is me and two other people. And we'll ask some questions, what they think about Club Penguin, and we'll have a good go of time. Anyway, that is all the announcements we have for now. Well, that's our podcast for this week. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye. We're riding the west side. The west side. The west side. The west side.